Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Nicole Ostowski. I'm the news editor for SearchBusinessAnalytics.com. And today I'm talking to Johan Schleyer-Smith. He's the co-founder and chief technology officer of the social media site Tag.com. Hello, Johan.
Hi, Nicole.
Today we're talking about the kind of heady subject of big data and specifically how, you know, a business like Tagged has been able to use big data successfully and how it fits into the company's overall analytics strategy. So, Johan, let's get started with a basic question. In your opinion, how hyped do you think big data is?
Big data is something that I think we sort of stumbled into realizing that we had a problem managing the volume way back in 2005, which was when Tag was really starting to take off. And I think that over the years, the term has come to be applied more broadly as more and more companies are utilizing the data that's available to them. And so is it hyped? Well, perhaps, but I think that there really is a huge opportunity in big data. And I think that a lot of the attention that it's receiving is really warranted.
So, you know, the consultancy Gartner actually it talks about three V's when it comes to big data. They talk about volume and they talk about velocity and variety. And I'm wondering, when Tag talks about big data, how does it fit into that definition?
I like that sort of classification. Certainly with regard to volume, we are seeing a great deal of volume. We have probably 50 billion or so events that are generated every month going into our records. That's many terabytes of data, and that is coming at us quickly. You know, if you just do the math on that, that's thousands of data points that are coming in every second. So the velocity is there. We're trying to utilize that data quickly, often going for real-time recommendations and things of that nature. And in terms of variety, I think this is maybe even larger focus for some other businesses. Our data is relatively well controlled, but at the same time, there are certainly hundreds of different types of data that are well understood, structured information. There's some structured information for us as well, but this is really, I think, kind of a third leg of the challenges in big data for Tagged.
So I think you kind of got into the next question I wanted to ask, which is, you know, when you're talking about this data, what are you actually referring to? How big is it? You know, how multi-structured is it? How fast is it coming at you?
We are logging on our website all sorts of things. Whenever people are taking action, be that simply surfing around the website or maybe meeting new people, what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a record of that so that we can get better both at managing our business and optimizing features, making improvements to the user experience, and then also to improve our analytics and our algorithms. So we are all about meeting new people, which means that there's a lot of investment in people matching algorithms. And so it's a collection of just lots of aspects of really of every action. And the numbers are big, right? It's 10 terabytes every month, in excess of that, billions and billions of data points coming at us very quickly.
Yeah, that is big. So can you be specific in a big data analytics or, you know, just a big data story that Tagged has undertaken that's been successful? You know, how have you guys been able to use big data to your advantage?
I can think of a few examples. One of them is in our core Meet Me feature, that's a dating feature. And so what we have there is hundreds of millions of user accounts. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to connect people who might want to talk to each other, ultimately date, and who knows what else. So we're there. We're trying to create human connections. And we have all this data around, you know, what happens when person A and person B were introduced, and person A and person C, and so forth. And what we've been able to do is to build sophisticated models using support vector machines and other techniques. And in the course of the last year, we've been able to improve our matching rate by over 50%. So that's a huge win for us. We've also had successes in routine feature development. We upgraded a legacy messaging application to a real-time instant messaging system, and did a lot of tweaking and tuning and looking at how users were interacting with a new product. And that's a messaging system that is processing many millions of messages every day, and people are clicking through with complex flows and so forth. And so that was a big data analytics challenge for us as well, and one where we were able to drive significant improvements in user experience.
You know, we don't often hear, I mean, I think that there have been some success stories that we're starting to hear about when it comes to big data and big data analytics, but we don't often hear about, you know, the other side of it, which is how hard this stuff is. How hard is big data analytics?
Yeah. So for us, some of the challenges really come around making all of that data accessible and available and useful. I think that the tools and the platforms for storing the data, those are at this point fairly commonly available. 5 years ago, it would have been different. The challenge might have been around just how do we keep it all and how do we make that cost effective and so forth. A lot of that is under control. And now the challenge is that the company has, in our case, 170 people, and they need to get access to the data and make it useful. And some of them, of course, need more access and deeper access than others. But organizing that, making sure that you have best practices, that things are done consistently, correctly, and so forth, that's the big challenge for us.
And I hope you don't mind me asking this follow-up question, but what tools are you using in order to make that data accessible to your employees?
There are a number of them. In part, it's in-house platforms, custom software that we've built for reporting and dashboards using Java and other programming languages. We also rely on a big data type database. It's a Greenplum appliance. Greenplum Data Compute Appliance, which has been really a central piece of our big data environment at Tagged. And we also have just a variety of other techniques. We use SQL a lot for ad hoc queries and some of our own other custom tools as well.
So for businesses who are looking to kind of delve into this big data analytics space, what tips could you provide to them?
Great. Well, I do think that on that last point, that having the right tools really is key. So whether that's Hadoop or Greenplum or some other solution, you want to make sure that you are set up to collect lots and lots of data, that there's plenty of space, that you're not worrying about that, that you can log a lot. And another thing that's really useful in that context is to spend some time really thinking about what data you're collecting. At Tagged, we have a completely different data storage format for the operational system, that live database that serves the website, and the system that's used for analytics. They're entirely separate. We don't transfer the data. We don't do any sort of ETL, and that means that we are a lot more effective and efficient in our analytics. Also, in terms of other tools, I am a big fan of graphs, and there are a number of software packages that will do that, statistical packages, or even just simple chart libraries hooked up to dashboards. Getting in there and visualizing, making sense of the data, that's really key. Then the other thing that I would touch on is that it really takes a team of people who are passionate about data, and in many cases, for certain types of analysis, say predictive modeling or some of the more advanced techniques, that team is going to need to have very specific training and education, advanced degrees, and so forth. But I think that there's a whole lot of really interesting big data analytics that can be done by smart people with curiosity and sort of basic statistics, attention to detail, dedication to getting it right, and just passion for the data. And so that's another thing that I would really encourage anyone who is building a organization, an analytics organization with focus on big data to put a lot of thought into, is just getting that team right.
Well, thank you. That's some great insights from Johan Schleyer-Smith. He's the co-founder and chief technology officer of the social media site Tagged.com. Johan, thanks for making time for us today.
Thank you, Nicole.